take it all away.
Delegates voted 53-47% in favor of the so-called traditional plan, which keeps in place bans against the ordination of LGBTQ clergy and same-sex marriages. Their vote also rejected the One Church plan to abolish such restrictions.
I don't think anybody left that conference feeling good. There were a lot of hurt people, a lot of sadness, and I think basically what we ended up doing was kicking the can down the road.
Tim Trent is superintendent of the United Methodist Church's Pensacola district. Upholding the ban has its genesis in the church's Book of Discipline, containing the denomination's basic beliefs and rules. This issue, however, is causing a struggle not only among churches, but for individuals as well.
My own personal struggle is dealing with what the Bible says, and then also dealing with the self-worth and humanity of those that are gay. I'm afraid the church is sending a message that we don't care about you, we don't want you. I personally feel that everybody is a child of God and everybody is of worth to God.
America's second largest Protestant denomination, 12 million Methodists around the world and about 7 million in the U.S., faces a likely surge in defections and acts of defiance after the vote to strengthen the bans. Some Methodist theological schools contend that with the traditional plan passing, the church will lose an entire generation of leaders in America. Trent calls that an overstatement.
From my perspective, and me being a district superintendent, dealing with young people who are in seminary now, I've run into several who are just kind of putting their future on hold. They're waiting to see what the church is going to do.
I was simply disappointed and heartbroken that once again the United Methodist Church has chosen to continue their exclusion of LGBT persons. I acknowledge and share the hurt being felt by so many good people right now.
Doug Landreth is former president of Gay Grassroots of Northwest Florida. He's also a Methodist and has struggled with trying to find a UMC locally to attend, including conversations with individual church leaders.
The common response among all of those that got back with me was, you would feel welcomed, you will be treated pleasantly, but this is an issue that most people will disagree with you on, and we are not going to veer off of what we hold strong.
Landreth believes the vote for the traditional plan was influenced by a number of Methodist churches outside the U.S.
There are now many more congregations and membership in African and Latin cultures. The vote doesn't really reflect most of the congregations in the United States.
There's been a movement, says Landreth, in which several Methodist congregations have become what are called reconciling congregations. None of the churches in Northwest Florida are among them. Meanwhile, the UMC's Tim Trent says they and other denominations are facing another dilemma: dwindling numbers on Sunday.
There are people who are going to Middle Eastern religions. So they've been hurt. They've been disappointed. They've been disillusioned by the traditional church, and they're finding what they need spiritually in other avenues.
Historically, churches often have been what Doug Landreth calls a lagging participant in social change. Landreth, who now worships with the United Church of Christ congregation, says there are some exceptions out there.
Nationally, we have the Episcopal Church of the United States, Metropolitan Community Church, Presbyterian Church of the United States, Unitarian Universalist. There's also networks of LGBT-affirming Baptist churches. And while the Roman Catholic Church has not really changed its position on LGBT issues, it has certainly changed its tone in recent years.
The United Methodist Church's Judicial Council will review the traditional plan in the coming months to determine whether it follows the church's constitution, something that could result in it being overturned. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.